The majority of the scientists generally in the whole world, they don't believe. Archaeologists who normally dig down to find out what is under the earth, whatever they were looking for, in Siberia, recently, they were digging and they came across something. The scientists themselves. And I have a record of it here that I printed out from my computer here. Let me just read it for you. Let me read it. It's quoted from a newspaper from Finland that reported that phenomenon. He said these details are from the translation of an article in a Finnish newspaper named Amenosisia. Now he says, a geological group who drilled a hole about 14.7 meters deep in the crust of the earth are saying that they heard human screams. Screams have been heard from the condemned souls from Earth's deepest hole. Terrified scientists are afraid they have let loose the evil powers of hell up to the Earth's surface. The information we are gathering is so surprising that we are sincerely afraid of what we might find down there, stated Dr. Azakos, the manager of the project in remote Siberia. The second surprise was the high temperature they discovered in the Earth's center. The calculations indicate the given temperature was about 1,100 degrees Celsius or over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, as Azakos pointed out. This is far more than we expected. It seems almost like an inferno of fire is brutally going on in the center of the earth. The last discovery was nevertheless the most shocking to our ears, so much so that the scientists are afraid to continue the project. We tried to listen to the earth's movements at certain intervals with supersensitive microphones which were let down through the hole. What we had turned those logically thinking scientists into a trembling ruins. It was a sometimes a weak but high-pitched sound which we thought to be coming from our own equipment, explained Dr. Azakos. But after some adjustments, we comprehended that indeed the sound came from the earth's interior. We could hardly believe our own ears. We heard a human voice screaming in pain. Even though one voice was discernible, we could hear thousands, perhaps millions in the background of suffering souls screaming. After this ghastly discovery, about half of the scientists quit because of fear. Hopefully that which is down there will stay there, Dr. Azakos added. What really unnerved the Soviets, apart from the voice recordings, was the appearance that same night of a fountainhead of luminous gas shooting up from the drill site and out of the midst of this incandescent cloud pillar, a brilliant being with bat wings revealed itself with the words in Russia, "I have conquered." Emblazoned against the dark Siberian sky. The incident was absolutely unreal. The Soviets cried out in terror, says Mr. Numeda. Later that night, he saw ambulance crews circulating in the community. A driver he knew told him that they had been told to sedate everybody with a medication known to erase short-term memory. The Soviets used this drug in the treatment of shock victims. Now hear what Azakos is saying. As a communist, I don't believe in heaven or the Bible. But as a scientist, I now believe in hell. Said Dr. Azakos. Needless to say, we were shocked to make such a discovery. But we know what we saw, and we know what we heard. And we are absolutely convinced that we drilled through the gates of hell. Dr. Azakos continued, the drill suddenly began to rotate widely, indicating that we had reached a large empty pocket or cavern. Temperature sensors showed a dramatic increase in heat to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. We lowered a microphone designed to detect the sounds of plate movements down the shaft. But instead of plate movements, we heard a human voice screaming in pain. At first, we thought the sound was coming from our own equipment. But when we made adjustments, our worst suspicions were confirmed. The screams weren't those of a single human, they were the screams of millions of humans. Hallelujah. Do you know? Some more examples. Do you know why Jacques Cousteau, the famous underwater explorer, quit deep sea diving sometime before he died? It is said that he stopped because he had heard in one of the underwater caves he was exploring the sounds of people screaming under the sea. There was also another time when one of his men, who was in a diving bell in the deepest trench at the Bermuda Triangle, also had a similar experience. He signaled to be brought up immediately. After being revived from his shock, he told others of his frightening experience of hearing screams of people in pain. So where is the location of hell? It's under the earth here. Somewhere down there. No wonder when somebody died, in a grave that they put up. Hallelujah. And we have the privilege. We got it recorded yesterday. Hear what they heard. Just listen very attentively. Hear what they heard. The screams that God allows scientific microphones to record. The Bible, you believe science. Microphone caught the screams of people on earth, under the earth, in hell. Hell is real, brethren. Then you understand the admonishment of Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. A lot of people have opportunity to choose between heaven and hell. They are dancing and joking with their eternal destination. One of these days, you either end in hell or end up in heaven. Sure, one of the places you must go, depending on which one you choose. Mark chapter 9, hear what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. From verse 43. He said, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter hot into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And he kept repeating it. He kept repeating it. What is he saying? If you know anything is preventing you from going to that, do all you can to make sure, under any condition, run from hell. Get into heaven. Get into life. It's a lake which burneth with fire. There are people now that are under torment. I don't know which one you are choosing. And I believe, brethren, that this is the knowledge that Apostle Paul had when he said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. We preach, we ask you, take your eternal destination seriously. This life we end. Sister, you are beautiful now. Yes, you are pretty. Miss Nigeria, Miss Africa, Miss World. Yes. But one of these days, that your beauty will burn in hell. Here, because of your beauty, you cannot serve God. You see? Knowing the terror of God. God is a consuming fire. I see people going to church as if they are doing a pastor. You know, we're doing you a favor by going to church. When you like, you go to church. When you like, you don't. Bible is a second book. You can spend the whole day reading newspaper. You can't spend 5 minutes to read your Bible in a day. Why? Are you a child of hell or a child of heaven? Yet, you now understand, for God so loved the world, he does not want us to perish. He gave his only begotten son. He made a way of escape. You say you want to go to heaven. There are brethren in the church. You do boyfriend, girlfriend, sleep with one another. You are telling me it's because he's the one paying my house rent, taking care of me. My father, my mother are poor. So the man, if he leaves me now, where will I be? Okay, continue with him. Hear that type of scream. Can you play it one more time? Maybe you didn't hear it. Those are people screaming in hell. Only God knows how many years they have been there under that torment. You are hearing. People in hell, you are hearing. If you will not believe the report of the Bible, you will believe the report of the scientists. So you have no excuse again. I have no excuse after having this knowledge. Then I go and joke with my eternal destination. You see why we must get the Holy Ghost? To run away from that experience. To run away from that torment. I don't know whether there's anybody here. If you die tomorrow, your voice too will be among those voices. They are screaming. Let's bow down our heads. It's real, brethren. It's real. This is practical. It can't lie. It can't lie. This is scientific evidence. He said this gospel of the kingdom will be preached around the whole world. Then the end will come. So he's preaching now among the scientists so that they will have reason. They will not know why they will be condemned at the last day. For them to make their choice. That scientist said, he does not believe in God or the Bible. But now, because of what he has found out, he now believes there is hell. There is hell. I don't know how many of us here, our own voices too, we join those ones. If we should die here tomorrow, will your voice be among those in that torment? Oh, you'll be in the bosom of the Lord. I don't know how many are here. We come here, we make church look like a social gathering. Like political parties, I am bride, I am choosing, I am redeemed. Hey, be sure you are of Christ, not just of a church. Because when we get before the judgment seat of Christ, nobody is going to ask you whether you are in Bride Assembly or you are a Catholic. Every one of us shall give account of ourselves. If you die tomorrow, what account will you give of yourself? Did you stand for truth, or you stand for watery Christianity, fleshly Christianity? Maybe there is somebody that has backslidden so much in your mind, in your heart. You have not taken God seriously. Even now, He's here. Even now, He's here. Even now, He's giving you a second chance. That's why you have the opportunity to hear what you are hearing now. I don't know who today has decided to give his life to Christ, her life to Christ. This time now, not coming because you want prosperity, you want husband, but because you want to go to heaven. I don't know how many people will come to the altar here and let the Lord know they are serious. If there's anybody that has not made that decision yet, the altar is here. Let him see you that you mean it. In the cross, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my rapture soon shall come. Be about me in the cross, in the cross, in the cross, oh, be my glory ever, ever, till my righteous soul shall find rest beyond weary. And if there is any backsliding brother here, backsliding sister here, Help me, never more to know. Let the Lord know you are serious.
Oh, why thy comes to me.
Lord, your children are the altar. Some are on their feet, Lord, feeling too heavy to even stand up.
Come here.
upon this world. Father, receive us, Lord. Father, receive us. Father, receive us. Father, accept your children. They are repenting from their hearts today, Lord. They are not repenting so that they will get job. They are repenting so that you will receive them into your bosom. I don't know who else is battling with the Spirit of God. I don't know who else is battling with the Spirit of God. He's a messenger of God. He's also a consuming fire. Choose his mercy to the brethren. Choose his mercy. Some choose his consuming fire. Have mercy, Lord. That is now why you are appointed unto us. Great God, a contrite heart, a contrite spirit, thou wilt not despise. Your people are broken down by the strength and power of your word. Father, we are on our knees. Many cry in heart bleeding. Lord, we reject hell. Father, we long for heaven. Father, secure our destination in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't have power of our own. We cannot get to the final destination. From this moment, Papa, as a father, take us by the hands. Lead us on. Give us the overcoming power, overcoming grace to overcome the besetting sin, to overcome the bodily weaknesses, to overcome the trials and temptation. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your word say, resist the devil and he will flee away. For now, O Lord, give us the inward power to resist him in all his appearances in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh God, we are under the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Papa, the extent of our being now, when we depart our Father, don't allow us to get out of this atmosphere and begin to walk contrarily in the name of Jesus Christ. Take hold of our spirit man. Take hold of our heart. Let the decision we are making, Papa, be our permanent testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let thy word be planted in our soul tonight. Let it remain there permanently to be a check on our actions, on our activities, in everything we want to do. Let it stand as a security in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Eternal God, many are even going to be baptized now in the water in your name. Lord, God, the promise that follow the water but in your name to be fulfilled in their life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a change. Let there be spiritual growth. Let there be spiritual maturity. May we grow into the stature of fullness of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let there be a seal of our confession and salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Eternal God, the book of Ephesians 4:30 say that the Holy Ghost is a seal upon us unto the day of redemption. Papa, Lord, people at this altar today, Lord, may they receive that seal to the day of redemption in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up our right hand and say, you lead us forever. Thank you, our Master. Thank you, our Savior. Thank you, our Redeemer. Thank you, our God, forever and ever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.